Now, we all, to some extent, wear tinted glasses. In other words, we see things from our perspective, coloured by our life's experience, our beliefs, and often distorted by our own blind spots. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And that tendency to filter what we take in, what we allow ourselves to be influenced by, is more than mildly problematic when it comes to the truth. That's why in a big trial, both the prosecution and the defence are very careful in selecting jurors. They don't want people passing judgment whose tinted glasses could adversely impact the outcome. That much is obvious. What's not so obvious is the tendency of those of us who call ourselves Christians to filter what we read in the Bible. As author Stephen Covey puts it in his business bestseller, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it's often said that seeing is believing, but actually, believing is seeing. What we believe, the tint in our glasses, influences what we see. And that's often how we read the Bible. Here's an apt quote, though, that I picked up from goodness knows where. When you read God's Word, don't just read what you believe what you read. Amen. Because all Scripture is given by God, and all Scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what's wrong in their lives. It's useful for correcting faults and teaching the right way to live. Using the Scriptures, those who serve God will be prepared and will have everything they need to do every good work. Did you pick it? All Scripture is given by God. So when you read it, don't just read what you believe what you read. That's God's Word fresh for you today. And the more we dig into God's Word, as surprising and even jarring as it can be, the more it rings true, the more it transforms our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.